Walk into popular clothing stores such as Urban Outfitters or Forever 21, and you'll find trendy clothes embellished with Native American-inspired patterns. It's a kind of cultural borrowing that's raising questions for contemporary Indigenous American fashion designers. For them, tribal symbols, imagery, and materials go deeper than the mass market. A new exhibition at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem highlights those differences. WBUR's Andrea Shea paid a visit.
I'm so excited. Yeah. It's so gorgeous, you guys.
Patricia Michaels just walked through the door into the new exhibition, Native Fashion Now. The Taos Pueblo designer is seeing it for the first time. Her series of whimsical-looking parasols hang above her head. They're decorated with metal, wool, dyes, salt, cedar, glass beads, and imagery that represent her southwestern tribe's land and culture. Then Michaels sees an especially provocative work, an elaborately embroidered gown. The dress blew her mind when she saw it in a 1991 fashion show.
I remember Naomi Campbell being on the runway and thinking, like, finally somebody sees the beauty in Native American attire. But for me as a little girl from the Southwest, I was already changing the Barbie doll skin from white to brown and painting and dyeing everything. But I just thought, see, this is a sign that we can go forward in a very contemporary way. And we don't have to be stuck in this, like, gunny sack of a look.
The dress that opened Michael's eyes was actually made by a non-Native American, Isaac Mizrahi. Michael says some people might have a problem with him making a piece that was inspired by tribal totem poles from the Pacific Northwest coast. But early in her career, it helped Michael stand up to people's comments when she displayed her non-traditional clothing at Santa Fe's Indian Market.
Well, that's not Native. What are you doing? And I said, when I not aywa inawaka hiyate manakayam, bu emawa mai umeya ihu. And I said, but I'm Native American. What do you know about being Native American? Who are you to tell me that?
Michaels went on to become the first Native American contestant on the reality TV show Project Runway. She hopes the Native Fashion Now exhibition will shatter stereotypes while calling attention to issues she and her peers face today. More than 70 designers contributed work to the show. Couture gowns made of mylar, fur, and feathers, edgy mass-produced t-shirts, skateboards, and metal jewelry representing dozens of tribes, including the Aquinnah Wampanoag of Martha's Vineyard.
A lot of the outside opinion that has been thrown at Native people is that we are stagnant people.
That's 32-year-old designer and Wampanoag Council member Jonathan Perry.
That Indian fashion is something relegated to the past, and if it's not something out of the Buffalo Bill Wild West shows, it's not something real.
Perry says the copper, blue slate, and antique trade bead necklace he made for the show sprang from his spiritual, global, and ancestral influences. But its aesthetic is very now, says Peabody Essex Museum curator Karen Kramer. She traces this combination back to Cherokee designer Lloyd Kiva New, the founding father of contemporary Native fashion who worked in the 40s and 50s before the Civil Rights Movement.
He was pushing beyond what we're still fighting against now. Now, when you think of Native fashion, you think of buckskin, fringe, beads, and feathers.
Kramer says Lloyd Kiva News high-style dresses made it to Fifth Avenue and Hollywood. But at the top of his game, he left the fashion industry to start the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, where he mentored the next generation of Native designers. Lloyd Kiva New used tribal imagery in his own work, Kramer says, but never sacred symbols or objects like feathered headdresses.
I think with the headdresses, it's often used as this aesthetic to kind of pull upon some mystical, wild, and free, unbridled by contemporary society stereotype of Native peoples, which to me is very problematic.
Adrienne Keene writes the culture blog Native Appropriations. She's Oklahoma Cherokee and a PhD fellow of race and ethnicity at Brown University.
The problem is that these non-Native designers and companies that are using these symbols are completely divorcing them from the communities that they come from the importance behind them, and just using them however they see fit.
Last year, Keene called Ralph Lauren out after the company's winter catalog included old, nameless images of people from what's known as the assimilation era. That's when Native Americans were forced to abandon their cultures and even wear Western clothing. After an internet backlash, Keene says the company removed the photos. But curator Karen Kramer included Ralph Lauren and two other non-Native designers to highlight the complexities of cultural borrowing.
Fashion design has a long history of borrowing from outside cultures and being inspired by designs all over the world. And Native Americans are no different. But when you're borrowing from cultures that have been oppressed for so long, it's a different conversation.
And conversation is the end goal for the Native Fashion Now exhibition, says Kramer, whether it's about authenticity, appropriation, or just cool fashion. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.